What's up, everybody? Welcome to Ministry of the Body, everybody. Yo, it's been a while, man. It's been a while. And obviously, guys are seeing a different structure today. I have today my brother. If you don't know, this is my brother. Brother, introduce yourself to those who may not know you.
Yo, what's up, everybody? My name is Tato. As you already said, I'm the brother, by the way. It's a pleasure to meet you guys.
Yeah. No, thank you so much, Tato, for being here. Once again, you've been on a lot of videos on this channel. But yeah, we thought let's do something different this year. This is not the only video style that you guys will be seeing. We just thought, you know what, let's just sit down and talk.
Yeah, it's a really cool one. Plus I like that it's different.
It's not what
we're used to from Ministry of the Body. So
yeah,
I like it.
Yeah. So if we look tired, guys, it's because we are tired. We are definitely tired. We had a very long day. We were at a conference. The Holy Spirit was moving. So this is the result of our bodies after the Holy Spirit moves, okay?
Yeah.
We are tired.
We're doing downloads.
Yeah.
Downloads.
Yeah. So, but we're going to try our best. No, we still got energy for you guys. You know, we saved a little bit of energy just for you guys, okay? So anyway, today is episode one of, we don't even know what we're going to call this podcast, if it even is a podcast, but it's
whatever it is.
Whatever it is, guys, to you guys, wherever you're watching or listening from, it's what it is, okay? Maybe we can call it the whatever you call this podcast.
Whatever. Yeah, I like the name.
Guys, tell me if you guys think the whatever you call this podcast. It's not really a podcast, guys. It's videos, but we're just doing like an interview style of it. For like the past month, 2 months, my brother has been my chauffeur. So we go everywhere, usually. Like, we go everywhere. And usually in those car rides, we have a lot of conversations. So today we thought, nah, let's actually have one of our conversations that we normally have in the car over here. With the people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have some godly conversations today. So today, I was asking my brother one day in the car, you know, I'm like, brother, tell me, dog, why is it that, like, if I make, like, a really funny joke, like a very funny joke, like, yeah, it's very funny, right? And, like, people don't really, like, laugh because it's locks. Like, you're not really, like, known as the funny guy. So when you really make a funny joke, it's like, should we laugh? Like, I didn't expect it was a really good joke, but I didn't really expect it from you. So, like, I'm not even cued to laugh already. Do you get what I'm saying? But when it's Trevor Noah, for example, and he makes a joke, like, despite how funny it is or how unfunny it may be, right? People are still going to laugh. So I was figuring out, like, there must be a reason why, like, comedians always just make people laugh regardless, even when they're not trying to make people laugh.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out as to, like Trevor could even just stand still and not say anything and make a funny face and you just
laugh
immediately. Like, but you'd the question laugh. Is, why are you laughing?
So amongst thinking about it and having a chat about what it could be, we realized that, you know what, comedians, especially professional comedians or people who are known to be funny, are actually known as comedians. So Trevor Noah and other comedians already have a reputation of being funny. Mm. So anything that they say, your mind is already cued to laugh at what they're going to say.
Yeah.
And that's why when you go to like one of their shows, even the pictures on the walls just making funny faces, as Tato said, like, you're going to find anything funny. Like, any sound, anything that he does on stage, you guys are bound to laugh because you've told yourself that because of who it is and where we are, the environment, we are coming to a place to laugh.
Yeah.
So therefore, we are going to laugh.
So my question is, like, if Lox did that in real life, would you still laugh? That's the question.
I doubt it because it's me.
Because
and me,
loves,
I'm not
right?
I'm not a comedian, you get what I'm saying? So when they see me, in fact, that's a good question. What, like, do people see me as? In fact, what's your reputation?
I don't know. Okay. Well, from what I've heard from some people, like, okay, Tato's a nice guy. I say that, I hope it's not self-proclaimed. I've heard people say this.
Mm.
I'm not saying I am a nice guy. I just heard people say that.
Do you think you're a nice guy?
I think I'm all right, man.
Okay. That's a very humble answer. But why we are talking about being comedians is and all these kind of things like reputation and stuff is because every single thing that you do in your life, you start to build a reputation for yourself. Okay?
A brand of sorts.
A brand of some sort.
Yeah.
So there's these psychological cues that comedians create so that people are already cued to laugh at their jokes.
Yeah.
Even if they're not that funny. So it means that they become very efficient at being comedians.
Yeah, I think they've done very well to create an environment.
An environment.
An environment that once you're in it, you're already cued to laugh.
To laugh. To do exactly what they came there to do.
Yeah.
So I asked myself, why is it that as Christians, we don't think like this? Why don't we have the same mindset to also create an atmosphere of the Holy Spirit around us so that we can be more effective in the 100%. Things that we do?
100%. And that it just reminds me of an experience that I've had. Like usually when I go to Starbucks, there's regulars that are there, and you know, some of them have become my homies, if I can put it like that.
Yeah,
you know, and yeah, for one time we're just sitting there, we're having a discussion, a conversation, and then for some reason mid conversation, one of them was about to cuss, but they quickly stopped themselves. I'm like, hey. I probably shouldn't do these were the words, not verbatim, I'm just paraphrasing. Like, yo, I probably shouldn't cuss around you and 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm.
And I was like, my immediate response was like, no, don't worry, man. Be comfortable. Be you. Do you or do what you gotta do. But then that got me thinking, like, why immediately did he have to stop himself before cussing? Because of my presence.
Yes. So the person that he was talking to actually knows Tato to be someone who loves God.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's very interesting how you've been talking to him for weeks and months, and somehow you didn't preach to him, but somehow he felt convicted by being in your atmosphere.
Yeah. 100%.
That I can't do this thing while Tato is around.
Yeah.
So it shows us that your atmosphere can either weaken or strengthen your ministry.
100%.
It can make you more effective if you actually take cognizance of the atmosphere that you create around people. And that's the powerful thing, is that Tato didn't have to open a Bible verse to convict someone.
Yeah.
Just his actions alone was enough to make someone feel like, when I'm around this person, I feel convicted because he carries the Holy Spirit with him. And it's wonder that we carry the Holy Spirit with us where we go,
yeah,
so that people can also exceed by your actions. It literally is the ministry of your body. Your 100%, body is a ministry. And people are literally changing bit by bit because of being around you. Without you, bro, I swear, Tato has not ever said Matthew chapter something to this guy.
Trust me.
Because I was there.
He was there. Lux was there the whole time. I never once did tell this guy, please don't cuss around me. I never said that.
Yeah.
I did not have to say anything. The person, just by virtue of the brand that I pushed, already knew, like, okay, certain
something
things
convicted them.
You know,
we're not telling you guys not to tell people not to cuss around you guys. Like, correct people where you. The Bible says we must correct. Okay,
the Bible
says that we must correct with love. All right, so don't. You know, the Holy Spirit will lead you how to do certain things. And I guess this is how the Holy Spirit led Tato to change this man's life without him actually knowing this. You know what I'm saying? Until this very day, I kid you not, I have never heard him swear.
When we're around, like,
when we're around, that obviously means we never hear him swear.
Yeah, we just never hear him swear. We don't know if he does elsewhere, but
as soon as we started having a relationship with him, till this very day after that incident, if we call it an incident, I've never heard him use a cuss word before.
I've never heard him use,
and that just proves how powerful your atmosphere can be, and the cues, psychological cues that it creates, that when I'm around Tato, I expect the word of God. And that's faith on your behalf, you know that. Like, especially when you're feeling weak one day and someone just tells you, and this is some conversations I've had with people as well when we go out for coffee. It's like, I'm having a bad day, and I would say, like, okay, now today was rough, and you know, and that person would be like, knowing you're a child of God, so I know you. Knowing you, I'm sure you're gonna be well. And I'm like, wow.
Bro, speaking of faith on your behalf.
Faith on your behalf.
Like, once I was buying my coffee, like, at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Then one of the baristas is like, you probably drive an M4. M4, bro.
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
Hey, you rate me, bro.
Hey, you rate me,
though. I like that.
And no, we don't drive an M4.
I don't drive an M4.
No, we don't.
Well, not yet.
But that's faith on... I receive faith on my behalf.
So, like,
on our behalf.
Thank you.
You get what I'm saying? But the atmosphere you create causes people to start to have convictions about you. And remember how powerful convictions are. Because when people go out and start talking about you, they say all these things like, ah, this guy's probably rich. I receive. Yes, yes,
I receive.
Yes. Or this guy's probably... And if it's good things, these are confessions that are going out into the spirit. You get what I'm saying? Like, your mouth is very powerful. There's life and death in your tongue.
Mm.
So the atmosphere that you create causes people to say these good things and great things about you. You, even though you don't have them yet, these are confessions that are going out and God is hearing them.
Yeah, and speaking on that, like, your words or other people's words are votes either for or against your character.
Facts, facts.
Do you get
facts,
what I'm saying?
Facts, facts, yeah.
They vote saying that, yeah, this is the person or this is the brand you're trying to push. Or, nah, this is contrary to the brand you're trying to push. If or the character that you're trying to display.
Yeah. And I mean, some of you sit at home and you wonder, like, you're not really, so you, let's say you're a Christian guy, but your life doesn't represent Christianity. And then one day you try and give like your friends Christian godly advice. And then they're like, and then someone else who's on TV or streaming that is a pastor says exactly what you said. In fact, you even said it better yourself.
Yeah.
And then they're like, wow, Pastor Mang Mang said that. And you're like, bro, I literally said that yesterday. But it didn't land in their hearts because of the reputation that you have, the things that you represent, the atmosphere that you create. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, at the end of this video, I just want us to know, like at the end of the day, be cognizant about the atmosphere that you create around yourself. Because one thing you must remember about atmospheres is that our bodies, as the Bible says, we are a temple of the Holy Spirit, a temple of God. So meaning that in that temple, there is an altar, your heart. And remember that altars carry the presence of God. So when you move around, you are moving around with a specific atmosphere because the altar is carrying the presence. So where you go, the presence goes. But some of you guys, because of not setting yourself apart and being holy, the atmosphere is not strong or is not there at all. And therefore, people cannot be convicted just by your presence. It happens.
That's literally one of my prayers. Like, wherever I go, the presence needs to go with me so that the moment you enter my vicinity, you cannot leave the same. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, at all, man. At all.
You cannot leave the
same. Peter walked past sick people and his shadow was healing them.
You see?
That's being an altar. Having the presence, the atmosphere that you have is the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life. So I want us to pray about those things, guys. When you click off this video, let it be one of the things that you pray immediately after this video. Say, Lord, may I be a good market for you, or marketer or influencer, maybe, because we are all influencers these days.
Yeah.
Let me be an influencer for your kingdom. Let me market your kingdom well. Let me carry your reputation well. Because if we are children of God, we don't carry our own reputation. We carry God's reputation. We are ambassadors of God.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the prayer that we need to pray after this, is that let me be more efficient at marketing your kingdom, because the atmosphere you create can either strengthen or weaken your ministry. Anyway, that's the end of today's episode. Yes, we like them nice and short. We don't want them to be too long. But let's carry on the conversation in the comments, man. If you want to say something interesting, bring them into the comment section. Maybe we'll also mention what you guys said in the next video and show your comments and also have some conversations around that. Tato, any last words you want to say?
Hey man, I'm just glad to be here, clearly. So, like Locke said, if you guys have anything else to add on to what the conversation was today, do that 100%. I'm excited to hear what you guys actually have to say about
it. Yeah, I'm very excited to hear that.
So, yeah, man.
All right, guys, remember that your ministry is a... Your body is a ministry. It's been a while since I did that, Douglas.
Your body is a ministry.
Your body is a ministry. So everything that you do, everything that you say, it creates an atmosphere and psychological cues that give people convictions and make your ministry effective or ineffective, depending on how you manage it. So what is your body saying to us?